You know, as much as we make fun of the Kardashians, it must have been terribly terrifying for Kim Kardashian to be robbed the way she was in Paris. What I don't feel sorry for is the millions of dollars of jewelry. Who carries that around with them? What about the armed bodyguards that she has? You know, I'm sure there'll be more to come out in the story, but it must have been terrifying, the young mother of two, to be robbed the way she was. I think she was handcuffed and put in a bathtub or something. Nevertheless, the public fascination with the Kardashians will improve. They'll start feeling sorry for her now, at least some will. And the millions and millions and millions of Twitter followers that she has more than Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton combined, will be watching this story very closely. So there you go. The politics of Trump and Clinton is going to be pushed aside by the robbery of Kim Kardashian. I'm glad she's okay, but don't travel with that amount of jewelry with you. Like, good grief. $6 million? $4 million? Can't you wear a cheaper ring or travel with jewelry a little bit cheaper than that? Anyway, the insurance companies and the police, I'm sure, will be scratching their heads over this one. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.